Well, for genuine, blown in the bottle, trademark registered foolishness, I guess I'm the first model the Lord ever made, and I ain't been improved on. They was going to take the census in our county, and I got the appointment to take Pumpkin Center Township, so I started out. I had to go to folks' houses and ask them the darndest lot of questions. I had to ask them where they was born and what for, what their religion was and whether they was working at it, whether they was married or not, and if married, was they in their right mind at the time of the marriage? Was they white or colored? What was their nationality and why? How many children they had? Did any of them have fits? And did an eclipse of the sun violate the daylight saving law? There was a Swede family in our township, and I went there first. There wasn't anyone at home, only Mrs. Peterson, so I told her I had come to get the census. She said, "Holy, he don't been home, and I don't know where he keeps us our census. I think he don't got some. Deuce got a look in barn or in woodshed. When did Ole get them senses?" I got to laughing so I had to get right out of there. Then I went over to Mandy Perkins, an old maid what lived over on the Willard Creek Road. Well, I told her I wanted to know if she was a widow, married or single, and if any children, how many, that I had come to take the census, gosh. She got madder than a wet hen. She said I ought to take something, 'cause she never seen a more beaked, run-down looking old critter in all her born days. She asked me if I had rickets or night sweats, and did I have headache, but she supposed not, 'cause people who wasn't in their right minds hardly ever had headache. It was affliction enough to be simple-minded. She asked me if I suffered from cold feet, and I told her no, that I slept by myself, and then I got out of there. There was an Irish family lived a mile from there. Their name was Maloney. The first one I saw when I got there was Mrs. Maloney, and by that time I was so flabbergasted I didn't know what question to ask first. So I asked her if she had the census. She said, "What's a census? Is it anything like the fluenzy, I dunno?" Then I told her I had come to take the census, and she said, "Wara, wara, the saints keep us. The poor man is out of his mind." I told her I had my right mind, but didn't think I'd have it much longer. She said, "What is it you're after wanting?" I told her I had come for the census. She said, "You need it. When did you have it last? Did you feel in all of your pockets?" I told her I had come to ask her some questions. The law required it. She said, "I hope they miss him from the asylum soon. I wish Dennis was home." I asked her if she was married or single, and if single, why. She said, "You have it awful bad. You have a punctured tire, and the spark plug in your think box is backfiring." I commenced to think it was, but I asked her if her husband was Hebrew or German, and was she a Baptist or an APA? That's all I remember now. I don't know how or when I got home, but they say Mrs. Maloney was only two jumps behind me all the way, and she tore up most of the turnpike road and throwed it at me, and she didn't miss me either. Nancy says she hopes I got some good common sense if I didn't get the census.